This is Works in Progress, a podcast of the UCLA School of the Arts and Architecture. I'm Avishai Artsy. As our nation grapples with the legacy of its history, how should we rethink the memorials we create?
This image that we have of the conquistador on a horse, right? I think that that is something that I hope that never again we create something like that, that really, you know, primarily speaks of colonialism.
Rebecca Mendez, professor and chair of the Department of Design Media Arts at UCLA, talks about a new memorial she helped to design in Tucson, Arizona. This has been a difficult week. We saw a violent mob of pro-Trump supporters storm the U.S. Capitol, smashing windows and forcing Congress members to evacuate. It was an attack on democracy. The event came as Tucson is marking the grim anniversary of another attack on democracy.
Christina Taylor Green. Dorothy Dot Morris.
A dedication ceremony was held this morning for a permanent memorial built to honor the 6 people killed and 13 wounded in a shooting rampage that took place 10 years ago. On the morning of January 8, 2011, a gunman opened fire in a grocery store parking lot at a Congress on Your Corner event hosted by Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Pam Simon remembers the event well. She was a retired public school teacher and had recently started volunteering for Giffords' congressional office.
It's the true meaning of democracy. People lined up and they got 5 minutes with their congresswoman to tell. Sometimes they just wanted their picture. Sometimes they had a complaint. If they had a real issue, Social Security, Veterans Affairs, then she could direct them to the staff member. So we were all there with our tables and our literature.
This particular event was held just days after a hard-fought re-election campaign.
Gabby didn't know that she had won before it went into overtime. It was several days before she was declared the winner. It's a lot of tension, a lot of anger around the healthcare bill, Obamacare. And so Gabby was very anxious to get back out there and meet her constituents.
Just as the event was getting underway, Simon saw the gunman. She saw Giffords get shot, and then she herself was shot.
From the time I hit the pavement, everything I remember is auditory. I do remember hearing somebody yell, "We got him." But I pretended I was dead just in case he was going to come back and finish us off. The bullet went through my arm, and it miraculously just went through skin. It didn't hit the bone. And then it went straight into my chest. And even the doctors still just sort of shake their head because it sailed just fractions of an inch from my heart, my lungs, my liver, and went all the way down to my hip from my chest. So it traveled a long way. They removed the bullet and I have the bullet and I keep it on my desk as a reminder to be very grateful for each and every day. And one of the things that happened absolutely immediately is the community coming together, wanting to support each other, wanting to make something good come out of this. Natural memorials grew up in 3 places, in front of the hospital, in front of the Safeway, and in front of Gabby's office. And literally the community demanded a place to mourn. And they took me out on the balcony of the hospital, probably about day 3. So my family wheeled me out at night. And so I could look down on the memorial for the first time. And what I saw is a violinist was playing. Children were painting tiles. It was the first time I ever thought about how this didn't just happen to me and Gabby and those of us directly affected. It tore a hole in hearts all over Southern Arizona. And how the human response is to create a place.
Simon and others met to discuss the need for a permanent memorial. They created the nonprofit January 8th Memorial Foundation and began raising funds, in all about $2.6 million. Simon did a lot of what she calls the survivor pitch.
I felt like this is a way I could give back to the community because this memorial, as it has turned out, and what we wanted all along was this memorial is to the victims and survivors, but it is also to the way the community came together and continue to. And I would say not a week goes by that somebody doesn't introduce themselves to me and say, you know, after that, I changed my major. I became a nurse. I quit the job I hated and decided to do something worthwhile. It shook people to the core.
A global design competition was held, and in 2015, it came down to LA-based architecture firm Chi Sillette with visual artist and UCLA arts professor Rebecca Mendez.
You know, the whole movement, the anti-gun, anti-violence interest, that was of great interest to me. So I felt that this could be a good moment to be able to put a lot of energy towards creating something for peace in this world, for a different way of relating to each other.
A site was identified, downtown's El Presidio Park, in front of the Pima County Courthouse, a historic civic landmark. Rather than tuck the memorial away in a corner of the park, architect Mark Sillette says the design team chose to place it in front of the entrance to the courthouse.
We could have retreated to the quietest corner of that park and try to create the sanctuary. But because of the importance of attaching the memorial to the courthouse and to the civic axis, we did the opposite. We placed it on a very important pedestrian path that people use on a daily basis. And so that was a very important decision to create a different type of memorial, one that would be part of the everyday civic life of Tucson.
The memorial is called the Embrace. It's made up of two V-shaped berms that from above resemble arms poised in an embrace. They also look like a figure eight, connoting the date of the shooting, and like broken links in a chain. Jackie Kane, a local historian who worked with Chi Sillette on research and community outreach, says the event deeply affected Tucson.
It's like everybody knew where they were, how they heard about it, what it meant to them, what it felt. So it became very clear that this was an important event in the life of Tucson, because it was just, this happened in a strip mall in front of the Safeway on a Saturday at 10 in the morning, when people were there to talk to their congressperson. And it's just pure democracy. And this horrible event took place. And so everybody, regardless of political persuasion, was touched by this. It was a true violation. And everybody knew somebody who was affected by it.
The memorial's outer walls are clad in stone and native plants, reflecting the surrounding desert and mountains. The arrangement of the stones is inspired by Native American woven baskets. The inner walls grow in size as visitors descend a gravel pathway toward each apex. It creates a kind of chapel-like space that is open to the sky. There are two reflecting pools at the center with a walkway cutting through the middle. The names of those killed and wounded in the mass shooting are carved into the concrete walls of the reflecting pools. Mendez and a team of UCLA students also developed a kind of symbolic language to represent them and tell their stories. These circular symbols are informed by prehistoric petroglyphs of animal and human forms created by the Hohokam people in the mountains near Tucson. The symbols are carved into the steel walls inside the memorial. There are 33, signifying the 33 shots fired in the attack. The circles grow in size as they move towards the center, and the circles for each person form a constellation, says Mendez, that tells a bigger story about their values and interests. Here's how Pam Simon describes her symbols.
I love all of them. She did an apple in a book because I was a teacher. She did a connecting like a puzzle because I still love to connect people. And a dove, because I am an activist and I'm a person of faith. So that meant something. A mesquite tree. She just said one time, she said, "What's your favorite plant in the desert?" And I said, I said, mesquite tree, because it's so old and gnarled. And they just look like trees that have had a lot of experience.
Symbols for those who were killed in the attack include the Scales of Justice for federal judge John Roll, the butterfly from 9-year-old Christina Taylor Greene's last drawing in school, or a scroll and a feather for congressional aide Gabe Zimmerman. The symbols cut into the steel walls cast shadows that move as the day progresses, and at night the circles are lit from behind. Visitors will be encouraged to create rubbings of the symbols to take home with them. Another 32 symbols appear on bollards placed in a circle around the memorial that are also lit up at night. These represent the first responders of the mass shooting and the history of Tucson and southern Arizona. Mendez says the design team wanted to expand the focus of the memorial to include stories of violence culled from centuries of Tucson's history.
It interests me as a civilization, how have we coped with this kind of violence throughout history? In a way, a kind of history of resilience. When I learned about, in Tucson is the oldest, I think in the whole United States, the oldest place that's been inhabited by humans. I believe it's like 12,000 years. So I began looking at different ways throughout the history of Tucson, the moments in which some horrible event happened, and then how the people brought, the will to be able to grow from this event, and again, this resilience. So that in general interests me of us as civilization, because we go in different waves, ebb and flow of moments of great coming together with vision for a better way of relating to each other. And then, we have this horrible, we're going right now through one, right? a very low in our present time.
The monument aims to peel back those layers of history, from prehistoric indigenous dwellings and the Spanish conquest to Mexican and then American occupation of the land, says architect Mark Sillette.
And every time the new civilization or culture that was taking over was erasing the traces of what was there before. And so we felt that we had an opportunity with this project, not to recreate what was lost, but at least to remember it and frame the event of January 8th into the larger context of the history of the city as a whole.
The research and community engagement process included interviews with the survivors and family members of the victims, along with city officials, community organizers, high school students, and local tribal leaders.
So it truly was a very, very deep research. And of course, as a designer and as an artist, is researching memorials and researching how people tell stories all the way from, Mayan pyramids and Egyptian, even Stonehenge, right? Just all the ways in which we leave something behind to be understood later on, millennia later, by new generations.
The Pima County Courthouse will include a January 8th museum with more information about the memorial and its symbols. In addition, Mendez says there are plans for a printed book and an augmented reality app. This memorial's dedication is occurring amidst the backdrop of this week's violent attack on the U.S. Capitol, the mass movement for racial and social justice, and a larger conversation in America about how we should memorialize historic people and events.
I am definitely hoping that this indeed marks a moment where we can think that when we memorialize an event, it is always in the context of so much that must be brought to the table, that it cannot be about a single human being. This image that we have of the conquistador on a horse, right? I think that that is something that I hope that never again we create something like that, that really, primarily speaks of colonialism. On the other hand, I think that these memorials, where it marks clearly that we are members of a community, and that this community exists within a place and a history. I'd love to see that this is a way in which we can think of memorials in the future.
Pending legislation in Congress would make the Embrace a national memorial. The move would put the memorial under the management of the National Park Service. Because of coronavirus restrictions, the memorial will remain closed to the public until at least February. The hope is that it will become a gathering place for locals, a destination for visitors, and, says Mendez, a reminder to Tucson about how the city came together.
Some of the symbols capture this feeling of the together we thrive, this idea that the community expressed in response to immediately the days following the shooting. There was such an outpouring of grief and outrage over this senseless massacre that really was transformed into this solidarity and togetherness that the people were feeling in Tucson. And I think that creating this foundation and the memorial, it's offered the Tucsonians some solace and strength to overcome this devastation.
That's Rebecca Mendez, visual artist, professor, and chair of the Department of Design Media Arts at UCLA. She collaborated with Chisolette Architects to design the January 8th Memorial in Tucson. You can see some photos at our website, arts.ucla.edu. I'm Avishai Artsy, and this is Works in Progress from the UCLA School of the Arts and Architecture. Please rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast and share it with friends. Be well and talk to you soon.